So you did get the memo you could dress down this morning, right? No tie, no dress shirt. By the way, the message last week and this week are trying to tie in with our theme of VBS. And so this week I titled the sermon, Leaving the Lazy Boy, and you'll find out why I say that. So this morning I'm reading from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. God's kingdom is wild. It is filled with adventure. I mean, can't you see that just with the props from Vacation Bible School? I mean, some of you have been on safari in Africa. And to go on a safari is to go on an adventure to see wild animals, elephants, rhinos, lions, leopards. Anybody get scared by the lions in the narthex area coming in? Those were stuffed, by the way. But each encounter with an animal is an adventure. But did you know you can have adventure right here in Gold Canyon? As many of you know, I loved a mountain bike east of Gold Canyon. And this spring, I have seen an unusual number of snakes. I've seen two red racer snakes, three king snakes. Here's a photo of a king snake that I saw on Thursday. Two snakes I didn't recognize, one coral snake, and six rattlesnakes. This rattlesnake I saw also on Thursday. And by the way, that's a western diamondback rattlesnake. Notice the black and white colorations right before the tail. I had never really noticed that until I took this picture and then looked at it later. Now, the number of snakes I have seen, because I've been living in Gold Canyon for 22 years, was way above normal this spring. And I attribute it to a mild, wet, cool spring. And all these snakes, by the way, out in the middle of the trail trying to warm up. And I'm just trying not to run them over. Well, I attribute the sightings also to the fact that I regularly go out and ride out in the desert. If I stayed home and pedaled on my stationary bike in my bedroom, I wouldn't have near the adventure. I wouldn't have seen as many snakes. But because I'm out in God's creation, I'm going to have a lot more adventure. Now I know, we seek relaxation and comfort and security. We might have bought that lazy boy chair because we don't want to buy the risky boy chair. We might avoid taking risks. We might want to spend most of our life in our comfort zones. I mean, the most stress we get is when we go down to the movie theater and we watch an action-packed movie. But you know what? Life is meant to be more than that. You were meant to live in God's wild kingdom. You were created for adventure. I mean, think about it. Life is a journey. It started the day you were born. So where do you want that journey called life to go? Now, there are many journeys recorded in the Bible. Remember how God took Noah and his family on a journey on a boat? God called Abraham and Sarah to take a journey to a land they'd never been before. Moses led the Hebrews out into the wilderness for 40 years on a journey to the promised land. Jesus took a journey on the Via Dolorosa to the cross. Jesus called the disciples to take a journey and follow Him. And then Jesus sent the disciples out on a journey to proclaim the good news about Him. By the way, along the way, they were told there would be suffering, there would be difficulties, but Jesus would be with them on the journey. Remember how Paul was on the wrong journey? And God picked him up and put him on the right journey? And on that journey, he was shipwrecked, he was beaten, he was imprisoned. Yes, he saw a few snakes and he was bitten by a snake. And he was ultimately beheaded. Their journeys were not easy. Each one was a mission, an adventure. So who will be your guide on your journey? Christians, of course, say that Jesus will be our guide. He said, "Follow me." And we said, "Yes, I will go." And every day following Jesus is a joy. So are you walking with Jesus? Jesus ultimately calls us to do His will on our journey. "Follow me," Jesus said, "and then go where I send you." How do we learn, though, of God's mission for us? One way, of course, we know is to read the Scriptures. We study the stories about God. When I read the Bible, sometimes I feel like God is nudging me. God is leading me. When I listen to other Christians speak who are devout followers, I learn also of God's mission. God accomplishes His will on earth through people, through us. And God fixes the injustices of the world through us. Are we willing to pursue that mission? Are we paying attention? Are we looking for God's direction? Do we notice the mission field? One morning when I was out mountain bike riding, I had my head down and I was pedaling really hard down a desert trail. I glanced up and I was startled to see that no farther than 40 feet away was a huge steer. Its horns seemed to be about 20 feet wide. Now, I was unsure because I did not take time to measure them. I quickly rode away, worried it might charge me. By the way, the picture on the screen is not the actual steer I saw. I was too afraid to wait, get out my phone, and take a picture. So I got a photo off the internet of one that's similar to the one that I saw. Obviously, I hadn't been paying attention. And when I finally saw it, almost too late, it took me by surprise. I want to tell you, adrenaline was coursing through my veins. And I was suddenly very awake and very aware. It reminded me that when I'm on my journey, I need to be aware. I need to pay attention to where I'm going. I need to pay attention to where God wants me to go. Abraham and Sarah living in a villa on the Euphrates River. Life is good. They have retired. And they're sitting in their matching lazy boy chairs, Can you relate? God says to Abraham, I want you to go to a place you've never been before. What would you have done? Would you have gone? Abraham could have made a lot of excuses. Maybe you felt like you were nudged by God, nudged to do something. Maybe it happened during the middle of a worship service. Maybe while reading scripture. Maybe while you're having a conversation with somebody. Or maybe while you're praying. But a day or two goes by and you start to explain it away. You start making excuses. Remember how Moses was given a mission by God? And he had a lot of great excuses, such as, I don't feel up to the task, God. I don't know enough, God. Find somebody else. People won't take me seriously, God. I'm not so good with words. I'm not willing. And he finally says, please send someone else. You ever said that? But God blew through all the excuses. And he pushes Moses to do what he wants him to do. To be a disciple of Jesus means hearing the news and then asking, what does God want me to do about this problem? It means looking at our church and looking at our community with the question, how can God use me? It means going to school or going to work or sitting in the lazy boy chair and saying, God, how can you be present with me today, with the people that I meet today? It means getting up in the morning and praying, God, show me how you'll use me today. By the way, these are all call questions. Disciples ask them. Disciples listen with their hearts. Janice Workman, who's a member of our church, told me she was out walking on the sidewalk along Kings Ranch Road when she tripped. Her hands were in her pockets, so she couldn't keep from falling. She fell right in front of Donald's bench, where he usually hangs out. Some of you know who Donald is. Donald's a homeless guy that lives on Kings Ranch Road and sits on a particular bench. He immediately stood up and went to her assistance and helped her up. Donald saw a need and then responded, just as we should. I mean, shouldn't it be spontaneous? It's just part of our journey of being a Christian, a part of following Jesus. Jesus called a tax collector to follow him. Then he recruited fishermen who were mending their nets, and they left their nets and followed him. What would you have done? By the way, the adventure is found in saying yes. I know we might be hesitant, we might be reluctant, and we might hold back. It's kind of like a man who couldn't bring himself to ask his girlfriend to marry him. He wanted to think about it some more. He kept in touch. He wrote a letter every day and mailed it to her. She ended up marrying the postman. Missed opportunities. Paul has a dream in which a man says, come over here and help us. And you know what Paul does? The next day, he goes to Europe and he takes the gospel there. I don't know about you, but I have dreams that I can't remember. You know, you have them, You thought of them, and then you went back to sleep, and the next morning you couldn't remember what the dream was about? I find if I want to remember my dreams, and they're important ones, I have to write them down at that moment and then read them in the morning. Are we listening for God? Are we seeking those dreams that God gives us? Are we paying attention? Are we writing them down? Are you willing to get out of your lazy boy chair and venture into God's wild kingdom? Are you willing to leave safety behind and take risks? By the way, we have 70 volunteers working Vacation Bible School starting tomorrow morning. 70. This time of year, we usually worship in the morning about 700 people. So that means one out of every 10 people is going to be in helping with VBS this year. That's tremendous. They're going to start to see cool things happen. Abraham and Sarah did when they ventured out. Moses did, and he set a whole nation free. Paul did, and the gospel was taken to the whole world. Jesus did, and he gave his life for us. Unfortunately, we like things convenient. We like to play it safe. We become lazy. We want that comfortable life. But then we miss out on what God has for us. You know, if we play it safe all the time, we will get Christianity light. Sure, we get a good feeling after worship, but then please don't ask us to do anything more. We start to take risks when we go and we feed the homeless. We take a risk when we invite a friend to come to church. We take a risk when we volunteer to work with the kids tomorrow, because you never know what they're going to be like. So are you looking for the easy path? Or are you looking for the path that Jesus is blazing for you? Rebecca Jordan tells of a story of a friend of hers named Neil. Neil had just finished up picking up his prescriptions at the local drugstore. He drove home, and while he was driving home, he noticed this little Volkswagen Bug that was following closely behind him. I mean, very close. To his surprise, the little car followed him right into his own driveway. Neil got out to confront the driver, but surprise of surprises, there was no driver. It seemed that Neil had accidentally backed into the little car at the drugstore, and he'd locked bumpers with it. This lightweight car stayed stuck to his bumper for the whole drive home. Neil called the drugstore just moments after the Volkswagen owner called the police and reported his car as stolen. Have you ever thought about following Christ that closely? Or seeking His direction on the journey that you're taking? Jesus never said, "Follow me and I will let you sit in a lazy boy chair." He did not say that. He said, "If any want to become my disciples, they must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me." Are you willing to take risks for Christ? Are you willing to do the difficult thing? Because if you are, this is where the adventure begins. And amazing things can happen. Amen.